Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
This morning in our subject on the real you, we've been in search of and uncovering our true authenticity and identity. It's so important, our identity, to be able to identify yourself, to know who you really are, because it's the real you that God comes into covenant with. You know, there's too much sometimes cosmetics that the world puts on us, trying to define us. I like this phrase: your experience only explains you, but your destiny is what defines you. And so many are living in their experience, allowing that to define them. It doesn't matter what we've come through. When I say that, I don't say that lightly, but it doesn't matter what we've come through. That was utilized by God to mold and shape us, but that does not define us. Many live back there. You know, the trauma, the stigmas, the mindsets. So we want to continue to break these things off so that you can become the authentic you. That's what the world needs. They don't need a lot of phonies or cosmetic or pretenders. You know, theatrics is the word hypocrisy. Then we say hypocrite is theatrics. So we want to be genuine so that the kingdom can manifest itself for the generations to come. So this morning, we'll continue in our study on the real you, the search of the real you. And I thought it was kind of humorous when the Lord kind of dropped this in my spirit, but the title is, What You Looking At? Now, we'll do a little thing here. Look at the person beside you or next to you. Look them up and down. That ought to be something that catches your attention, you know. Maybe the shoes, I don't know, the hairdo, or... Now look at them again and say, what you looking at? Okay, that's the icebreaker right there. So we all kind of loosed up. Y'all ready for the word? God sometimes asks us that question, what you looking at? Because what you are looking at is where you set your mind, and where you set your mind is where you're going. So we want to dig into some scriptures here, because one of the things we want to deal with is the spirit of fear. Fear has gripped the world. You know, wars and rumors of war. Everybody think Jesus is coming tonight. No. But fear. Now, I did an acronym for fear long ago, and I found it as I was doing a little research in this message. And this is original. Now, I got a patent on this, so but I'll allow you to use it. But I got one on faith and fear, okay? So fear, the acronym is frightening events altering realities. People watch current events and get frightened, and it alters their reality. We need to be like oak trees that are planted by the rivers of water. Come what may, we stand firm. The acronym for faith is fear at its total humiliation. So those are originals. Fear is frightening events, altering realities. Faith is fear at its total humiliation. How many know faith will humiliate fear? What's important is to understand that our level of faith must match and exceed the level of intensity the devil has launched against you. If it doesn't, fear is going to come. Your level of faith, the degree of faith you exercise must match and exceed. It must exceed the level of intensity the devil has launched against you. It has to match it and exceed it. Okay, it has to match it and exceed it. Now, here's issues that we have. There are going to be conflicts that rise among men who are ruled by their senses against men that are not ruled by their senses. I'm talking about in the church. Let me say it again. There's a conflict. When I say men, that encompasses everyone. People that are ruled by their senses will be in conflict to some degree with those who are not ruled by their senses. That's important to note. Let's go to Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 13. And we're going to see how important it is as to what you're looking at. That eye gate is important. Job said in Job 31, 1, he said, I have made a covenant with my eyes. It's essential that we make a covenant with our eye gate. That we not, that we not behold stuff. See, it's one thing to glance. It's one thing to see out the corner, but it's nothing you start beholding stuff. Listen, you dance with the devil, he going to follow you home. He's going to follow you home. Be all up in your bedroom. You can't get about your mind. Conflict will arise among men who are ruled by their senses versus those not ruled by their senses. This is part of the persecution or separation that a child of God has to endure. Because you trust God. The majority of the world and a lot of the church, sad to say, God loves them, they're going to be saved. They don't really walk by faith. They walk by sight. They're governed by their senses. And so they're limiting destiny and purpose. That doesn't stop God from loving you any. He gonna love you just as much as you love everybody else. But as far as you fulfilling your purpose, why you were brought into this planet, a lot of that is your responsibility. Numbers 13, verse 27 through 29. We got it? Numbers 13, verse 27 through. And they told him and said, we came unto the land where you sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, just like you said. And this is the fruit. Look at this here fruit. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there, which are giants. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. So they said, Lord, we know you gave us a promise. And you know what? When we went into the land, it was just like you said. Land flowing with milk and honey. This here is the fruit, just like you said. gigantic fruit. Two men had to carry a thing of grapes. Nevertheless, we know what you said, but this here is what we saw. This here is what we looked at. In spite of the fruit, the messengers couldn't get past the dangers they had seen. But they had seen. They relied on their senses. And you know, whenever you rely on your senses, I can guarantee you, you're going to fall into fear. Because the world is full of it. Now, on the other hand, in verse number 30, if you'll get that up from Numbers 13, verse 30, we see that Joshua and Caleb saw the situation differently. And Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Now, they saw the same thing the others saw. Huh? Or they looked at the same thing the others saw, but one looked at it from one perspective, and they were looking at it from the based on the promise that God gave. See, no matter what it is, no matter what it looks like with the senses, you got to go back and pull out that promise that God gave and base where you go from here on that promise. It's always going to look. So you can't be governed. We cannot be governed by senses. All right? So what these reports, look at Numbers 13, verse 31 and 32. I'm going to show you why it's one main reason why it's so important that we're not governed by senses. Look at verse 31 and 32. "But the men that went up with them said, 'We are not able to go up.'" Now, all right, how many did they do that? They shoot themselves in the foot, ain't drew one sword, just because what you saw intimidated. "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." And they brought up an evil report of the land they had searched under the children of Israel, saying, "The land..." Now they just said the land was fruitful, flowing with milk and honey. Now they changed. See, that's what fear will do to you. It causes you to lie. Get it back up. "The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eats up the inhabitants thereof. All the people that we saw in are men of great stature." Is that the last verse in that? There it is. "And there we saw the giants, sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we in our own sight were as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." They said it right there. They just said exactly what was going on. "We look like grasshoppers in our sight, so we look like grasshoppers to them too." That's pretty much what it was, how you see you. That's why you got to uncover and dig up the authentic you. Because the authentic you is made to walk by faith and not by sight.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.